Well, hello. I appreciate you coming back and listen. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is the not the first time you've heard me, I welcome you back. And this one is something that I started many years ago, and it I went back and looked at this, and it couldn't be any more true today than the day I wrote it. And I think it, I started on this idea, several years ago. But it's basically, you know, about being a good teacher. And again, many of you know I'm a high school principal, and I've never been so proud of my profession as I have when we've been forced to do something that we weren't necessarily prepared for, but yet we were, because we're used to doing whatever it takes to meet the needs of our students. And so this is about being a good teacher no matter what. But it also includes quite a few stories about my dad and my family. And I hope you enjoy the sentiment, but I really truly believe that for people to be good at what they do, there has to be an element of teaching within them. And I think most people have it when they're willing to look for it. But from the day our parents bring us home from the hospital, each day is filled with learning. We learn to perfect the most basic skills in life, like eating and learning to communicate. Life truly is a miracle from the very beginning. During my college years, I had a professor tell us that he could prove that we liked to learn. As a skeptical young person that I was, I listened to his logic anyway. He went on to say that it was through our senses that we learn. The question was posed as to whether or not any of us would like to give up any of our senses. Would it be sight? Would it be taste? Would it be smell? And of course, all of us, the answer is no, we wouldn't want to give up any of those. But today I choose the education profession as my vocation of choice. I love working with students on a daily basis. The people I work with are good at what they do and are true to their profession of teaching. I work with teachers who teach the standards as well as maybe cover the cost of pictures for a student that cannot afford it. I work with teachers who bring drama, dance, music, and more into the lives of their students, in addition to being the person they go to when crisis hits. I work with teachers who extend themselves way beyond the role of educator. Where is the line exactly? Many of us don't know. I remember a story that my mother told of a garbage truck driver that picked up the garbage at her house as a young kid. And she remembers that he was always happy and worked very hard. Always did more than what was expected. He was not ashamed that he was not a company executive. He was just good at what he did. This particular person taught my mother and most certainly others the importance of perspective. Be good at what you do. As a young boy, I always saw my father's job as a manager of a grocery store exactly what it was at face value. He was a manager. When there was a crisis, like a power going out or the freezer malfunctioning, it was his job to go in. If another employee needed off work, he went into work. As a young child, it seemed that work was more important than us at times. As I witnessed this later as a young man, it was becoming more clear that he was putting the needs of others above his own. He wanted to be with his family. He chose the needs of others over his own. In addition, if he wanted to have employees that could meet his expectations, those employees would have to be trained. It didn't always work out. I witnessed my father letting an employee go and remember feeling very badly for the person. However, it was evident that every effort to work with this employee was attempted. Most of the people in the organization either came equipped or were trained to work hard, do the right job, and be nice to the customer. Just like any educator, the first is the easiest to work with. But the second is just as much or more important. The garbage man was an exception. He was a person that would mistake what he does as unimportant and choose not to. I began to think of my father. He was a personal inspiration to me and still is. Many people admire their own father, and I certainly did and still do. At my grandfather's funeral, my father pointed out that his father was not a great man. Not great. My grandfather lived nearly 90. He raised four children. He loved his only wife for over 65 years, and his four kids became principals, managers, business people, and government employees. If his legacy was not great, then I don't have a chance. This is the description of great people. They don't see their own accomplishments as special. True greatness is masked in humility. And I'll repeat that. True greatness, I believe, is masked in humility. With more years behind him, the compliments that have been bestowed upon my dad have been solidified, solidified his position of greatness in the minds of many. What could possibly set him apart from the masses? Why did people miss him 10 years after he left the town that I grew up in? Each of the people that I have described above had an impact on those around them. I could write 10 books relating to how my father impacted me positively. What could it be? What could set him apart? The answer is an emphatic teaching, teaching, and more teaching. When someone tried to tell my father how good he was at his job, he would commonly say, "If I was a good manager, I would be able to leave the building and everybody would still know what to do." He always thought somehow that if he was needed, he wasn't as effective as he could be. In actuality, perfection was somehow working yourself out of a job. Not so fast. Education is never a destination to be arrived at. Rather, he was referring to a process that is continual in nature and always changing and improving. One thing that always came out in many conversations that I had with my father is that there is always something to improve on. We are not perfect, but we must always strive to be. In my training to be a professional educator, we were taught to continually reflect and assess not only our students, but ourselves. I find myself beginning to connect the dots here. So was it the personability of the garbage man that made him great? Was it the customer service that my father exhibited that made him great? On the contrary, it was the ability of these people to teach others to take on these traits and pass them on to at least one other person. I try to leave you with a challenge, and we all aspire to be great or on a given day, even be good. And I know this is a lot about my father, but I think I've learned a lot of my lessons from him and from my mother and my parents and so many more. But I think teaching is the answer. Education, and I'm biased as an educator, I think is the answer. And it's not something that only happens in school. It's a lifelong process. And any successful company, organization, or church, or business is someone who wants to plant that seed and let it grow up in those people that are young, young at heart, and want to aspire to be more. And then hopefully those seeds grow and are nurtured and are able to become what it's supposed to be. So again, I hope you enjoyed these last few minutes with me. It's even maybe a little longer than I normally go, but I appreciate you tuning in and listening to my story, and I hope you're going to go to work and be busy writing your own. Have a great day.